Bonjour, francophiles. Soon to be francophones after this newbie lesson. America, welcome to French Pod.
Bonjour, les amis. Je suis Amaury.
You're going to learn some great stuff in this podcast. Right, Amaury?
That's right, Erica.
Where is it going to take place?
À la bibliothèque.
At the library.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens in the library is it's very quiet.
Yeah, everybody is focused on their books.
Yeah, à la bibliothèque, you have to pipe down.
Mm-hmm.
People are studying. We have a guy à la bibliothèque, and that's all we're going to tell you. We'll see what happens to him. What's one of the things we're going to hear in the dialogue, Amaury?
Dis-moi.
That means tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Dis-moi. Okay, can you say it one more time?
Dis-moi.
All right, we're going to listen to the dialogue 3 times. Now remember, it takes place à la bibliothèque.
Yeah.
The keyword, dis-moi. Here it goes, do your best. We'll come right back afterwards, and we'll translate everything for you.
Dialogue. First time.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant. Chut, silence. Dis-moi vite, je suis à la bibliothèque.
Waouh!
Chut, je vais être père.
Oh, wow.
Dialogue, second time.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant. Chut, silence. Dis-moi vite, je suis à la bibliothèque.
Waouh!
Chut, je vais être père.
Oh, wow.
Dialogue, third time.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant. Chut, silence. Dis-moi vite, je suis à la bibliothèque.
Waouh!
Chut! Je vais être père!
Oh! Wow!
Amaury, we gotta do something now.
Dis-moi.
It's time to do the translation. Let's do it.
Okay. Je ne peux pas parler maintenant.
I can't talk right now.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant.
I can't talk now.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant. Silence.
Quiet.
Silence.
Quiet.
Silence. Dis-moi vite. Je suis à la bibliothèque.
Tell me fast. I'm at the library.
Dis-moi vite. Je suis à la bibliothèque.
Hurry up and tell me. I'm at the library.
Dis-moi vite. Je suis à la bibliothèque. Je vais être père.
I'm gonna be a dad.
Je vais être père.
I'm going to be a father.
Je vais être père.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Person à la bibliothèque.
That's
some good news.
Yeah, it's a funny place to learn it as well.
All right, so this phone went off. It's kind of embarrassing.
I can see his face going all red.
Yeah, it must have been important because he picked it up anyways. But he told them.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant.
It's a long sentence. Let's take it apart a little bit. First, we learn to say, I can't.
Je ne peux pas.
Je ne peux pas.
Ouais.
Can you give me $1,000, Amaury?
Je ne peux pas, Erika.
That's too bad. Okay, so he can't what?
Parler.
So, to speak.
Yeah.
That also means to talk.
Both, yeah.
So we usually like to speak languages. Parler français.
Mm-hmm.
And here it also means just to talk in general, have a chat. Hey, look, I can't talk right now. Je ne peux pas parler.
Maintenant.
Now. Okay. Well, so say the whole phrase one more time.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant.
Now, even though he might have tried to say it quiet, the people around him, like, shh, shh, shh.
They're annoyed.
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah, quiet. Silence. Mm-hmm. Silence is golden. Silence. But you can tell the person he's talking to, it's very important. Something's urgent. So, you know, he doesn't hang up with her anyways. He tells her instead to...
Dis-moi vite.
Yeah. So, dis-moi. That was her key phrase. Gives her a little bit more detail there.
Yeah, he says... Dis-moi vite.
So he wants, don't just tell me. Tell me quick. Time is of the essence. I got people yelling at me. They're telling me silence.
Got no time.
Yeah, hurry up. Vite. Fast, fast. Vite, vite, vite.
Dis-moi vite.
But he also, you know, he's not rude, so he tells her why.
Je suis à la bibliothèque.
Yeah, à la bibliothèque. You want to say, I am à la bibliothèque. He say,
je suis à la bibliothèque.
So, je suis. Like, for example, je suis in the studio. How about you?
Moi aussi, je suis in the studio.
À la bibliothèque. I always like that word in French. Bibliothèque. It's long. It comes from the word you can imagine. Bibliophile. Somebody who likes books. Probably spends a lot of time à la bibliothèque, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're still all shh, 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 shh. But then she must have told him something really good. Because he got pretty excited. And he screams,
je vais être père.
Okay. So, je vais. So I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to what?
Être père.
Be a dad. Let's look at this a minute. Être is the verb to be.
Right.
And then we learn the word for pops.
Père is father. Oh, dad. The word is père.
Père.
That's father, dad.
Yeah. So, être père is to be a dad. You don't have to put an article or anything. You just say être père.
Yeah.
Okay. This whole construction. So you say,
je vais être père.
That's also what you can say, like little kids. When I grow up, je vais être astronaut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you were little, what did you used to say?
Je vais être professeur.
You accomplished your goals. I didn't really say, je vais être astronaut.
What did you say?
I don't know. I used to change all the time. Je vais être something else every day.
So, Erica, I've got to tell you something.
Look, Henri, je ne peux pas parler maintenant.
Why?
Because it's time to listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue first time.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant. Chut, silence. Dis-moi vite, je suis à la bibliothèque.
Wow!
Chut, je vais être père.
Oh, wow.
Dialogue, second time.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant. Chut, silence. Dis-moi vite, je suis à la bibliothèque.
Wow!
Chut, je vais être père.
Oh, wow.
Dialogue, third time.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant. Chut, silence. Dis-moi vite, je suis à la bibliothèque.
Wow!
Chut, je vais être père.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we're back. Now, let's look at this construction again from the first sentence we had. What was it?
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant.
Okay, let's do some variations. So, for example, if I said, Amri, want to come to the movies?
Je ne peux pas venir maintenant. I've got work to do, Erica.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mm.
So we changed the verb there, but it's still the same construction.
Yeah.
Let's try another one. Amri, or do you want to study with me right now?
Non, Erica, je ne peux pas étudier maintenant.
Why not?
I've got to help my friends.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good. Okay, I want to ask you two things about some of the words we learned in today's dialogue, okay? The first one is silence. Is that a polite thing to say? Or, I mean, would that you say that? Is it informal or formal?
It's more formal, yeah. If you're at the movie, you know, and then someone makes noise behind you, you just go back and say, silence.
Yeah, this is a way to tell a stranger you don't know to quiet down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Silence.
Silence.
Okay, I also want to ask you, we learned about how to say à la bibliothèque, the word bibliothèque.
Yeah.
Now, this is a tricky thing because in French, you also have a word
librairie.
It was just what we call in French a false friends, because you hear that word and you think it must be library, but it's not. It means a bookstore, right?
That's right, yeah. And bibliothèque is library.
Right, so don't get him confused. So, Amri, I have to tell you something really important.
Dis-moi.
Well...
Dis-moi vite, Erika. I don't want you to slow down this podcast.
Okay. It's time for the end of the podcast. So, if you have any questions at all from this lesson, come to FrenchPod.com, you can ask us. And we'll be happy to answer anything you have and want to know. You can also come participate on the boards and practice your writing French a little bit. If you want some additional studying abilities outside the podcast.
So join us on FrenchPod.com.
Je ne peux pas parler maintenant because I gotta go. So.
Salut, Erika.
Au revoir.